Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of the Green Teens podcast. I'm very excited to be kicking into the new year with a very special guest. So excited about it, so I'm going to allow them to tell us a little bit about themselves.
Hi, everyone. My name is Darcy Blottenberger, and I am currently an NC State senior studying marketing and Spanish, and I'm graduating this spring, 2025. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland, and right now I've currently been working on a little project called NCS Used, and I'm excited to talk about it with you guys today.
That's awesome. My older brother goes to NC State, and that's one of the colleges I applied to this year. So I might be going to
So
NC State as
exciting.
well. Yeah, we'll see. So I want to hear a little bit more about the NC State Spiritworth thrift shop, how it got started, and like what your inspiration was for that.
For sure. So I actually got the idea during freshman orientation at NC State. I'm in the Poole College of Management. So at the business school orientation, one of the things that we were supposed to do as an icebreaker was to pitch a business idea to a small group. And I came up with the idea of, oh, it would be super cool to have like a university thrift store. So we pitched the idea. It wasn't called NCS Used at the time, but the idea came from that little short 5-minute pitch presentation at freshman orientation. And then I'm in the Shelton Scholars Program at NC State. And each year, we, as a part of the program, we have to conduct a sort of research-based, service-oriented action project. They were called PDSAs at the time. And I thought, you know, what if I actually made this a reality? What if I ran with the idea and just kind of see where it went? So I did. And my first year at NC State, I conducted a ton of research. I sent out a survey, got over 100 responses, just generating input on, is this something that people would actually be interested in? Do people care about sustainability? Do people want a more affordable spirit wear option at NC State? What are the factors contributing to this? And then since then, I launched a website, launched an Instagram, and I've been conducting donation drives. And we just had our first pop-up shop a few months ago or a few weeks ago. And yeah,
That
NC
is so.
State,
Oh,
yeah.
sorry. Here you go.
No, you're fine. NCS Used basically is a thrift store offering NC State spirit wear and merchandise through a continuous cycle of donation drives and pop-up sales. And so our three core values are affordability, accessibility, and sustainability.
That is
So.
so awesome. That's really, really cool. And just like really cool to hear how you took an idea and just ran with it and really, engaged with it, because it's definitely something that I think a lot of students would be very excited about. So I know you touched on this a little bit, but I want to ask how your work with NCS and your sustainability pop-up, how does that tie into sustainability directly?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, one of NCSU's core values is sustainability. So, because the initiative operates solely based on donations of gently used merchandise from any willing community members or students, alumni, faculty, anyone who has NC State merchandise looking to pay it forward, you're kind of avoiding the black hole of fast fashion because the clothes are being donated for someone else to enjoy and not just being thrown away. So it's healthier for the environment, and it also contributes to the affordability and accessibility part for the customers.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so cool. And I wanted to ask more on sustainability, how it has impacted you, especially working on your project, and why you think it's important for you to take part in just from your personal experience.
For sure. I think that everyone should care about sustainability. And it's a term that gets thrown around a lot in a bunch of different contexts. But at the end of the day, we all want to live a life worthwhile and in a supportive and sustainable way. And I think the younger generations, especially, it's super important for them to learn and to value sustainability because our Earth isn't going to be around forever. And they're the ones who are going to have the power moving forward to keep our planet healthy. And as far as me personally, I think NCS Used and this entire process over the past few years have taught me so much about the value of sustainability. And it's been really neat to see how the community can kind of come together and care about something. And it's been really inspiring, and I'm excited to see where it goes moving forward.
Yeah, that's really, really cool and definitely some really good points. I think especially seeing how people can come together for sustainability and also accomplish other things at the same time is really cool. So my last question for you is, what are some of your future plans you hope to accomplish through what you're doing? I know you've already done a lot and you are a senior, but just looking forward, what are some other things that you're hoping to get done?
Yeah, so I love fashion, and obviously I really care about sustainability as well. So I think in whatever I choose to do moving forward, it'd be nice to explore those passions further. But as of right now, the future of NCSU is a little uncertain just because my graduation is looming and I'm not sure what I'm personally going to be doing in the spring. But this semester at school, I plan on continuing to host donation drives and pop-up sales and get the word out about NCSUs as much as I can. And we will just kind of have to see where the wind takes us, but I'm excited to see what happens.
Well, I'm excited to see what happens. It's really, really inspiring to hear your story and what you're doing. I want to thank you so much for coming on Green Teens. It's really, really great to hear from you. And I'm going to be linking her social medias, her website in the description of this episode so you can go check it out. If you're ever at NC State, you're an NC State student. This is definitely a really great opportunity for you. So I'm really excited for people to hear about this and get involved. Thank you so much for coming on, and we'll be back next time for a new Green Teens episode.
Thank you.